But first, former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been found guilty of criminal contempt of court by federal judge Susan Bolton. Sentencing is scheduled for October. With us now to talk about the case and the ruling is reporter Jude Joffe Block, a fellow with New America and the Center for the Future of Arizona. Hey, Jude.
Hey, Mark.
So the criminal contempt conviction against Arpaio stems from a racial profiling lawsuit against the former sheriff that started way back in 2007. Can you take us back to that time and remind us what was going on then?
Right. So 2007 was a really key year for Arpaio's immigration enforcement. That's the time when he got certified by ICE to have the 287G program, which meant that his deputies, even those on patrol in the street, many of them were certified to become basically immigration agents. And that's when he started a hotline. You remember there were the big trucks around town with the red letters saying, call in about illegal immigration. And he was getting tips from people saying, you know, I saw day laborers on the corner and, you know, I was intimidated by them. Maybe you need to look into this intersection in Queen Creek. And then, you know, a few days later, sure enough, the sheriff's office would respond and arrest some of those people, really when there were no criminal charges, just because they were undocumented and turn them over to ICE. So that was a key moment. And really, Arpaio in 2007 said he was a full-fledged immigration enforcement agency.
And you take us back to what happened with the arrest of a day laborer in Cave Creek, about that incident that I guess started all of this.
Right. So Cave Creek in 2007, if Arizona was sort of ground zero for the immigration debate nationally, Cave Creek was sort of a little ground zero within Arizona because you had this, you had all this tension about day laborers in that town, and the town was actually passing an ordinance in September of 2007 to stop day laborers from being able to solicit work. But there was a church, an Episcopal church, that had a day labor center that had become very controversial among a certain segment of the population there and among those in Phoenix who opposed illegal immigration. And so there were regular protests in front of this church because they were facilitating day laborers being hired. And so that's the context that Arpaio in September brought his deputies to Cave Creek to do a sting operation outside of the church. And they basically followed a truck that had picked up Mexican immigrant men, and the deputy pulled the truck over for speeding and wound up detaining all of the immigrant passengers and turning them over to ICE for deportation. Now, one of the men actually had a tourist visa. That was Manuel de Jesus Ortega Melendrez. And so when he got to ICE, he said, look, I have this tourist visa. I'm here legally. And they let him go. And he wound up getting a lawyer and filing a lawsuit over what happened to him, which felt like racial profiling to him. And that was how the lawsuit was born.
And that lawsuit obviously eventually got a lot bigger.
Right. So it started just with Ortega Melendrez looking for damages. But then the legal team changed. The ACLU and MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, got involved. And they wanted to turn it into a bigger class action case that would really, instead of, you know, damages for individuals, would stop the sheriff's immigration enforcement. And they wound up finding more plaintiffs to join the case. There was a brother and sister in North Phoenix who in 2008, were stopped by sheriff's deputies during one of Arpaio's big saturation patrols. That's when officers would swarm neighborhoods, and they would do, you know, dozens and dozens of traffic stops. And then if they encountered someone who was undocumented, they would take them into custody during that time. This brother and sister were U.S. citizens, and so they joined the case. A husband and wife joined the case, and eventually the class was certified to include every Latino driver in Maricopa County who had been stopped or might be stopped in the future by the sheriff's deputies.
Now, Jude, earlier you referenced 287G. How did the lawsuit change once the Obama administration revoked MCSO's connection with 287G?
Right. So, you know, because of the allegations of racial profiling that were starting to bubble up, the Obama administration took that authority away from Arpaio. And at that point, you know, this lawsuit was making its way before Judge Snow. And he had an early ruling before the trial in 2011 that said, look, you don't have 287G authority anymore. You're a local agency. You're not the federal government. If you encounter an immigrant who hasn't committed any crimes but is here unlawfully, if without crime, without a sort of a state charge, you can't take them into custody. But as we know now, you know, that those detentions of immigrants continued under Arpaio for 17 months after that order came down. And that's why we're here today talking about his contempt conviction.
Now, Jude, you had a chance to speak with some of the people who were active in this case from the beginning. What did they say that this moment is like for them?
So this was an uphill battle for so many people in the community for so long, sort of trying to bring this lawsuit and organize against him. You know, remember thinking back to those days of the saturation patrols in different neighborhoods where they would swarm. You know, there'd be attorneys who would come and they would shout, you know, ask for a lawyer, don't sign anything. And then they'd later go to the jails and try to talk to some of the people and immigrants who'd been arrested. One of them was Danny Ortega, who I talked to yesterday.
We look way back to the days when we were out on the streets monitoring his illegal arrests, monitoring all the times that he was out there doing these raids in our community, and to see it to come, him being convicted of a crime for what he did in our community was a day of celebration. Once again, a celebration for justice, accountability, and a celebration of you can't abuse your power as a government official.
And now, of course, supporters of the sheriff, it doesn't feel like a moment to celebrate for them. They feel like Arpaio has been the victim of these changing political winds around immigration. And, you know, we're seeing the Trump administration try to take things in a very different direction of encouraging local enforcement of federal immigration through partnerships. Like we just saw a big, you know, partnership arranged with Texas law enforcement. So that, you know, it's a very confusing, changing landscape here.
That's Jude Joffe-Block, a fellow with New America and the Center for the Future of Arizona. Jude, thanks a lot.
Thank you.